The bill seeks to shore up the fund through which the state pays unemployment benefits before another recession. It cuts the amount businesses pay to that fund because its sponsor says they've been paying penalties and surcharges into the fund for more than a decade. But the bill also shortens the window for jobless workers to get unemployment checks from 26 weeks to between 12 and 20 weeks. And it cuts extra benefits to workers with dependents and deducts some Social Security payments from benefits. Republican Representative Barbara Sears of Northwest Ohio acknowledges there were questions raised about her bill by senators.
We're going to be looking at all the different components, and certainly, you know, weeks is a major portion of the bill, and it's one of the largest changes. So, you know, certainly that is one of the things we're having some conversation on.
Advocates for low-income Ohioans had blasted the bill as unfair to workers and said it would make it harder to qualify for jobless benefits in Ohio than in any other state. Lisa Hamler-Fugit with the Ohio Association of Food Banks is among the activists for hundreds of groups who called on lawmakers to scrap the bill entirely and start over.
We look forward to working with the legislative group that will be convening to study the implications and firmly believe that a stakeholder input, not an insider deal, is needed to fix the unemployment system in the long term.
Sears stands behind her bill, and she says this pause is not unusual for a big piece of legislation, and she still expects it to pass before the end of the year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.